KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports yesterday, first in girls golf, Valley West Des Moines hosted its girls golf classic at Willow Creek Golf Club in Des Moines, and it was Valley winning the meet with a 318 total. They win it by one stroke over Waukee, who is second at 319. Atlantic placed third in that meet with a 333. It's a good showing for Atlantic. The only two teams ahead of them in the tourney, Valley and Waukee, are the top two ranked teams in the big school class. Johnston placed fourth with a 339. Newton was fifth. There were 14 teams in total in that tournament. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic placed third overall, shooting a 76. Jasmine Wisgowski of Waukee was the overall medalist. She shot a 73 in that meet yesterday. Also in high school golf around the area, girls action yesterday. It was Tri-Center beating Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center shot a 242. Logan Magnolia didn't have a team score. Haley Fisher of Tri-Center was medalist with a 58. Clarinda beat Creston 199 to 212 in girls golf. Maddie Davidson of Clarinda was low with a 45. Red Oak defeating Glenwood 240 to 305. Ellen Fellers of Red Oak was medalist with a 56. AHST Walnut shot a 225 to defeat Riverside and Nishnabotna. Neither of those had team scores, as Ellen Johnson of Riverside was medalist, shooting the low round of 48. Southwest Valley shot a 192 to defeat Cam, who didn't have enough for a team score. Gentry Johannes of Southwest Valley was medalist, shooting a 46. Underwood defeated Griswold 228 to 244 yesterday in girls golf. Natalie Casson of Underwood and Hattie Dahlke of Griswold each had the low round, shooting a 51 yesterday. In high school boys golf yesterday, IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 183 to 235 as Jacob Tank of IKM Manning shot a 44 for medalist honors. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 191 to 199. Wes Zimmerman helping Tri-Center to the win. He was medalist with a 43. Griswold downed Underwood 168 to 190 as James Reynolds of Griswold shot the low round of 35. Southwest Valley defeated Cam 176 to 199 yesterday. Evan Baldwin scorched the course with a 33 for Southwest Valley. Riverside beat AHST Walnut 183 to 192 in boys golf as Tyler Kruger of Riverside shot a 42. Glenwood beat Red Oak 152 to 185 as Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood had the low round of 35. And Creston defeated Clarinda 155 to 163 in boys golf yesterday. Carlton Ron of Clarinda was the medalist, shooting a 35. Also in high school sports yesterday in girls soccer, it was Underwood over Atlantic 5-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey defeated Riverside 5-1. It was Harlan over Missouri Valley 4-0, and Thomas Jefferson beating Tri-Center by a score of 4-1. In boys soccer, Underwood over Lewis Central 2-0. Creston defeated Nottoway Valley 10-0. In high school tennis yesterday in girls action, Red Oak over Glenwood 9-0, Lewis Central blanking St. Albert 9-0, and it was Kemper Catholic over Harlan 8-1. In boys team tennis, it was Glenwood over Red Oak 8-1 and Kemper Catholic 8-1 over Harlan. In high school track and field yesterday, a trainer hosting the Cardinal Boys Relays yesterday. It was West Harrison winning the meet with a 106 total. Trainer was second with 105 points. Audubon was third with 77. Griswold had 74 for fourth. And Riverside with 73 points was fifth. Underwood, AHST, Walnut, and Clarinda Academy round out the rest of the field. Also yesterday in Denison, the Ace Nelson Relays. On the girls' side, Denison wins with 166 points. Maple Valley, the runner-up, with 130. IKM Manning at 117 for third place. On the boys' side, Denison the champs there as well with 150 points. IKM Manning a close second with 146. Bowyer Valley was third with 113 points. Orion Kramer ran the Boston Marathon and finished with a time of 2 hours, 50 minutes, and 2 seconds yesterday. Kramer is the son of Alan and Sherry Kramer of Atlantic, is a 1997 Atlantic High School graduate and now lives in West Des Moines. The 35-year-old Kramer ran the marathon at a pace of 6 minutes, 30 seconds per mile, placing 913th among the thousands of men entered in the race. Men's champion Mev Keflezighi became the first American man to win the marathon since 1983, finishing with a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. Rita Jeptu of Kenya became the seventh three-time Boston Marathon champ as she won the women's championship with a time of 2 hours, 19 minutes, 59 seconds. Nearly 36,000 runners were entered in yesterday's Boston Marathon. In baseball, Henry Mejia pitched four-hit ball into the seventh inning. David Wright delivered another key hit, and the New York Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0 last night. Wright lined an early RBI single that extended his hitting streak to 12 games, and Kyle Farnsworth earned his first save as New York's new closer. On an evening when the Mets debuted new camouflage tops to salute the military, they looked sharp, and the Cardinals lost for the third time in four games. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 6-5, Atlanta down Miami in 10 innings 4-2, Chicago beat Arizona 5-1, Milwaukee over San Diego 4-3, Colorado 8-2 over San Francisco, and Philadelphia blanked L.A. 7-0. In the American League, Jason Kipnis and Michael Brantley hit two-run homers, powering the Cleveland Indians over the Kansas City Royals 4-3 Monday night in a game that saw a fearless squirrel running around Progressive Field, providing some extra entertainment. Kipnis connected in the sixth inning off Jeremy Guthrie, overcoming a 3-2 deficit. That was after Brantley provided Cleveland an early 2-0 lead in the fourth. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Baltimore over Boston 7-6. The White Sox beat Detroit 3-1. Texas over Oakland 4-3. Houston beat Seattle 7-2. One interleague game saw the LA Angels beat Washington by a score of 4-2. Well, the Memphis Grizzlies and the LA Clippers both managed to even their Western Conference quarterfinal round series at a game apiece. The Grizzlies did it with a tight finish, while the Clippers enjoyed a laugher. In Oklahoma City, Zach Randolph had 25 points and provided the go-ahead basket as the Grizzlies downed the Thunder 111-105 in overtime. Game 3 is Thursday in Memphis. The Clippers posted their most lopsided playoff victory in franchise history, racing out to a 67-41 halftime lead and then completing a 138-98 dismantling of Golden State. Blake Griffin had 35 points in less than 30 minutes for the Clippers. The Warriors will host Game 3 on Wednesday. Well, a two-goal lead has been a dangerous thing in the Pittsburgh Penguins' Stanley Cup first-round series against the Columbus Blue Jackets. For the third time in as many games, the winning team stormed back from a two-goal deficit. The Jackets led 3-1 until Brandon Sutter, Lee Stempaniak, and Jussi Jokinen scored a 2:13 span early in the third period to lead the Pens to a 4-3 triumph in Columbus as the Penguins grab a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is Wednesday in Columbus. Also, the St. Louis Blues lead their series 2-1 now following a 2-0 loss in Chicago. Corey Crawford made 34 saves in his third career postseason shutout to help the Blackhawks bounce back from a pair of overtime losses in St. Louis. Game 4 is Wednesday in Chicago. The Minnesota Wild have pulled within 2-1 in their series with Colorado as Michael Granlund scored at 5:08 of overtime to complete the Wild's 1-0 win over the Avalanche. Game 4 is set for Wednesday in Dallas. Well, as Iowa football team enters the final week of spring drills, the situation at quarterback is much different than it was a year ago. Last spring, Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard were part of a three-way battle for the starting job. Coming off last season, they are a solid 1-2 for the Hawkeyes.
You know, Jake has more experience right now, but it's still a situation where both guys have to be at their best. And then we're bringing Nick Shimonikawana as well. You know, it's a different tier. But at the end of the day, it's a room of good guys, and they're competing well. And, you know, we tell everybody on the team, I mean, every job's open. So, you know, it's just a matter of going out and what you do on the field and performing.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says that Rudock and Beathard will be even better next season.
I think it's important for them right now. It's just like every other play on our team. We expect those guys to improve, and the guys that have played should be smarter and better this year coming forward, you know, if they're using that experience to their advantage. So both guys, I think, are performing better than they did last spring or better than they were in December, and hopefully they'll continue to build on that.
Iowa closes out their spring drills with their scrimmage this Saturday. Well, the Chiefs are speaking with representatives of quarterback Alex Smith about an extension that would keep him in Kansas City beyond next season. Smith said Monday that his agent, Tom Condon, has been talking with the team about a new contract. Smith is due to make $7.5 million in the final year of a contract signed in 2012 when he was still with the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid have both expressed their desire to keep Smith in Kansas City, but his play last season underscored his value. Smith completed 66% of his passes with a career-best 23 touchdowns and only 7 interceptions while leading a team that had been 2-14 to an 11-5 record and the playoffs. The Bengals have exercised a 2015 contract option for receiver A.J. Green, and they'll now focus on an extension for quarterback Andy Dalton. Green was the fourth overall pick in the 2011 draft and was entering the final season on his deal. He had 1,426 receiving yards last year, trailing only Chad Johnson's club record of 1,440 yards. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Ndamukong Suh will be a no-show at the Detroit Lions voluntary minicamp this week. The two-time All-Pro has skipped voluntary workouts in the past, and the 6'4", 307-pound Suh has stayed in good shape. Josh Freeman has signed with the New York Giants to be a backup quarterback to Eli Manning. Freeman was released by Tampa Bay early last season and spent the rest of 2013 with Minnesota. The Oakland Raiders have traded quarterback Terrell Pryor to the Seattle Seahawks for a seventh-round pick in next month's draft. Pryor went 156 for 272 for 1,798 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions, while going 3-6 last season. Terms of that deal were not immediately announced. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.